you're looking for some unique entertainment, you've come to the right place, because things are getting interesting as we head into the fourth episode of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the Crash.
I was starting to really second-guess my decision to take on this case. It seemed like every time I turned around, I found out something new about Neela. This one was huge. Apparently, she had almost married this fella a few cycles back. For him to accidentally be in our path as we chased her brother was just a bit too much to believe. But that's where things were. And I had to try to make sense out of the whole thing.
Radir, what are you doing this far away from Derelta?
Why the sudden concern? After we parted, I never heard from you again. I tried to make contact, but you never...
It was for your own good, Radir. I didn't answer because they were monitoring every move I made. When we were together, you knew only what I told you, because there were things you didn't need to know.
But they thought I did know. And they put me in the sphere to find out. From the look on your face, that's obviously news to you.
No, I didn't know. I'm sorry you had to suffer because of me.
They forced me to tell them what I knew. But I guess I wasn't important enough to keep.
What do you mean?
About a week ago, they took me out of the sphere and put me in that ship. It had some kind of remote piloting system. I just had to go wherever it took me. It felt like I was floating randomly in space until just a little while ago. The ship sped up and made several turns before stopping where you found me. That's when the shaking started.
So, you didn't know where you were or who we were?
All I knew was I was in trouble and you were my way out.
That we were. That we were.
Now, about this wedding that almost happened. Neela, you said you broke it off to protect this guy?
Yes.
Any other reason?
Why?
I always like to have the whole story.
She never loved me like I loved her.
Oh, really?
Really. I think it was partly because our parents were the ones who put us together.
My mother and Radir's father were on the council set up by the Metzies. They were...
It's true. I know it now. They were having an affair. I was with your father in the sphere for a while, and he told me that when he started talking about rebellion, it gave your mother an excuse to put him away.
Sounds pretty convenient for her.
And for him. My father sent my mother away at the same time. From what I've heard, they're pretty much running Derelta together.
Back to you two. So there's nothing going on between you now?
I don't know. Ask her.
I thought I was.
I'm sorry, Radir. You were good to me. You listened to my secrets, at least the ones I shared, but you never had my heart. I always felt like there was someone else waiting for me.
Someone else, huh? Who could that be, boss? Huh?
Can it, Tolop? I think I've heard enough for now. Welcome on board, Radir. Get settled in. We've got a long ride ahead of us. Radir? What's wrong with him?
Radir! He fainted.
Don't worry. It's just the effects of the bridge.
The bridge?
And that's what we call our transfer beam. We've seen this reaction before. It's not easy on your body going through that thing.
He just needs some rest.
Help me take him to my quarters.
No. I have the biggest space. He can rest in my quarters.
Whatever you say. But I'll sit with him for a while. After all, I'm the reason this is happening to him.
Fair enough. But, leave the door open. It gets kind of stuffy in there. I admit, I was being a little overprotective of my client. After all, this could be a ploy. That's right. A ploy to win her back. I mean, a ploy to trick her into giving up her brother's location. I had to stay vigilant.
Hey, boss. You gotta love this Eddie dame. She's been trying to turn on the security feed for the last little bit. You wanna talk to her?
Sure. Maybe it'll take my mind off our two passengers.
Alright, here comes the feed.
Mr. Ryan? Oh, Mr. Ryan! Oh, I wish I knew how to operate this thing. Just too many buttons, I guess.
Eddie, I thought I told you we'd contact you.
Oh yeah, you did. I'm sorry. It's just pretty boring around here. I'm not used to having nobody to talk to.
So, we still don't have any new clients?
No, I don't think so. Oh, there was a lady who stopped by and told me to give you a message.
What kind of message?
It was real strange. She said to tell you to take good care of her daughter.
Oh, really? Anything else?
Yeah, she said you should know that her daughter is not feeling well. That's how she said it. Not feeling well. I did have a funny feeling about your new client, Mr. Ryan. You be careful around her, you hear? Oh, I'm sorry. Can she hear me?
No, Eddie. She's on the other side of the ship, taking care of our new passenger.
What new passenger?
Just someone who needed some help.
Really? Oh, that was nice of you. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because you're such a nice man, Mr. Ryan.
I'd better go now, Eddie. You just keep doing your job, all right? We'll be in touch.
Sure, Mr. Ryan. I'll be right here. You can count on it.
Well, our new passenger was asleep for quite a while. Finally, I heard voices. So I stood outside the door and listened.
You're right, Radir. I should have trusted you. But I was confused, and I knew I would have to find my brother at some point. I thought I was keeping you out of danger by getting out of your life.
Well, it did just the opposite. But I forgive you. I never could stay angry at you, Neela. You have no idea how much I've longed to see you again. My head feels funny. I got this knot on my forehead when I was in the sphere. Sometimes it throbs. Can you feel it?
Yes. That's strange.
It'll stop. It always does. So, you're on the way to find Orb now?
Yes.
Where is he headed?
Well, the tracker I put in his ship shows that he's made several stops along the way, but it has also hacked into the ship's guidance system and shows the final destination.
You have the coordinates?
Yes. Tolop has them. Come on, I'll show you.
Radir, I'm not so sure you need to be up and about yet. Why don't you stay here in my quarters a bit longer? It really does take a while for the effects of the bridge to wear off. Neela, can I talk with you for a minute?
I thought you said it gets stuffy in there.
For two. It gets stuffy when there's two in there.
And just how often are there two in there?
That's none of your business. Come on, let's go to the other side of the ship.
What is it, Ryan?
You were about to share your brother's location and destination with this guy.
This guy? He was my fiancé. I'm sure he just wants to help.
I'm sure he does. But think about it. We don't know exactly what they did to him in that sphere, or whatever it's called. Isn't it possible that they programmed him to accidentally be in our path just to get that information?
I suppose so. But he's...
He seems like a wimp. What did you see in him?
He's a wimp? Just because he expresses his feelings? I may not be in love with Radir, but I do love the way he shares his emotions. He's in touch with his feminine side, which is more than I can say about a certain private investigator who only expresses what comes from his brain, not from his heart.
Sounds like a great guy to me.
I do know that Radir is not the one I'm to spend my life with. But whoever that guy is, he'll have to be in touch with his feminine side.
Neela walked away when she said that, leaving me with a lot of questions. No, actually, she left me with one question.
How do you get in touch with your feminine side? It took a while, pretty much the whole trip, in fact, but I learned the answer. But more about that later.
Back to the case at hand. I didn't care what Neela thought. I was not going to let this Radir character find out where we were going. She might trust him, but I sure didn't. Tolib, that next planet to the left. We've been there before, right?
Yes, sir. That case is a hard one to forget. Why?
We're making a stop there.
But Neela's brother is quite a ways ahead of us.
I know. We'll catch up. Land the ship.
You're the boss, boss.
What's going on?
Neela, I woke up when we landed. How long have I been?
I want to show you something, Radir. Come to the ship's hatch with me.
I'm going too.
Fine. Now, I've been to this planet before, my friend, and I wanted you to experience its charm.
Can't say it looks all that charming.
Step out onto the soil. I've heard it has healing qualities.
Well, all right, if you say so.
But there you go. You'll be feeling better in no time. Close the hatch, Tolib!
What? You can't leave him out there.
Listen closely. Right over that ridge, you'll find a little restaurant and bar. Tell the bartender you know me. He'll take care of you. Oh yeah, one more thing. Stay away from his daughter!
Why did you do that?
For your protection.
I don't need your protection. I need you to help me find my brother.
I think they're one and the same, sweetheart. If we kept him on board, the Metsis would know right where we are. That throbbing in his forehead? I've seen it before. He doesn't know it, but he's under their control.
But to leave him out there by himself...
We'll come back by and pick him up after all this is over. Right now, we don't need him on this ship.
I couldn't have done that, even if what you say is true.
Maybe you need to get in touch with your masculine side. And maybe I shouldn't have said that. She walked away and slammed the door to her quarters.
I could tell it really was getting stuffy in there. It would be a while before my feminine side was even recognizable, much less touchable.
After all,
I was Ryan, a legend as a private investigator. I kept a pretty good wall between myself and my emotions, and I sure couldn't let anyone else in. I kept the women who came into my life on the other side of that wall as well.
They were nothing but dames,
babes, doll faces, sweethearts. But this one, Neela, she was
different. And I knew it. And it scared me. I wanted to help her, protect her, get to know her, spend lots of time with her. But I have to admit, I still didn't trust her.
Roswell, B.C. comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With very few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, B.C. is entitled The Rival and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolib, Curtis Michaels as Radir, and Jill Bailey as Ryan's feminine side. The Roswell, B.C. theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Relicwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, or Spreaker, and leave us a great review. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.